Congressman Tom Lantos, the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, died early this morning in suburban Maryland. He was 80. Lantos had announced just last month that he had been diagnosed with cancer of the esophagus. He was the only Holocaust survivor ever elected to Congress, and that experience shaped everything Lantos did on Capitol Hill. NPR's Brian Naylor has this remembrance.
Tom Lantos twice escaped Nazi-forced labor camps at the age of 16 when Hitler's troops invaded his native Hungary. For a time, like many Hungarian Jews, Lantos was under the protection of the Swedish diplomat Raoul Wallenberg. But most of Lantos's family died in the Holocaust. His experiences with persecution made Lantos the congressman an eloquent advocate for human rights and a staunch defender of Israel. He was an early supporter of the war with Iraq, speaking in favor of the 2002 resolution authorizing the U.S. involvement.
If the costs of war are great, the costs of inaction and appeasement are greater still.
But by last year, Lantos had become disenchanted with the Bush administration's conduct of the war and the war itself. He spoke out at a September hearing with General David Petraeus.
Situation in Iraq cries out for a dramatic change of course. We need to get out of Iraq for that country's sake and for our own. It is time to go, and to go now.
California Democratic Congressman Howard Berman served alongside Lantos on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. He says Lantos believed in a muscular foreign policy.
He had a certain moral authority. He had a unique historical perspective, and he had ability to articulate in really grand terms, which swayed votes.
Lantos, first elected in 1980, was co-founder of the Congressional Human Rights Caucus and made use of his position. He called Yahoo moral pygmies for allowing China to censor its internet search engine. His committee approved a resolution declaring the killing of millions of Armenians in the early 20th century genocide, though it infuriated Turkey and never made it to the House floor. In a 2005 interview with NPR on the 60th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz death camp, Lantos said the lessons of the Holocaust were in danger of being forgotten.
Despite all of our hopes and aspirations, we have had genocide in Rwanda and we have had genocide in the killing fields of Cambodia. And as we speak, we have genocide in Darfur. So the problem of teaching about the need to treat each other as human beings, fellow human beings in a civilized society, is desperate and global.
Flags are at half staff across Washington. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Lantos devoted his life to shining a bright light on dark corners of oppression. President Bush issued a statement calling Lantos a man of character and a champion of human rights. His wife of almost 58 years, Annette, said her husband's life was defined by courage, optimism, and unwavering dedication to his principles and to family members, many of whom were at his bedside this morning. Brian Naylor, NPR News, The Capitol.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.